Are you ready?
Are you?
Are you ready?
Me and my friends at high school. Now that was an interesting time. The ups, the downs, the high emotions. One week best friends, the next week mortal enemies. And then back to normal again, of course. But eventually, one day, it was time to say goodbye. Now, it can be a wrenching time in anyone's life. And so I want to ask three senior secondary students, are you ready to leave your school friends? Let's meet the panel.
Hi, I'm Cohen, and I'm in Year 11 at Castlemaine Secondary College.
Hi, I'm Ren Gillett. I'm in Year 11 at Upway High School.
Hi, I'm Mia Sherman. I'm in Year 11 at Melbourne Girls College.
Hey, thanks everyone for joining us and to Cohen for coming in from Castlemaine to our studio in Melbourne. So what's your friendship network like? Do you tend to keep a small number of close friends or a wider network of friendly acquaintances? Cohen, you want to take that one first?
I have a small number of close friends, I think. I do kind of have a few different groups in Melbourne. Obviously, I know these two guys through the Vicus RC. And
that's the Victorian Student Representative Council that helps us out with wrangling these panels, yeah.
And I know, you know, a few other people around the place, so that's nice. I had someone from Gisborne suggest we get a share house a couple of weeks back, so I think it'll be, yeah, I've got a couple of friends in different places.
What about you, Ren? Do you keep a small network of close friends or a wider one of not close friends, but you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, I've definitely got my small collective of really close friends, but I've also got kind of a wider network of people that I like to surround myself with. I wouldn't necessarily kind of label as my closest friends, mm-hmm. but still, I really like to kind of be on good terms with a lot of people because I don't want there to be a sense of kind of exclusiveness or any sense of that feeling kind of surrounding me as a person. I want people to feel as though they can come up to me and engage in conversation without feeling disconnected.
Mm. What about you, Mia? How would you describe your friends, your friendship network?
If you'd asked me 6 months ago, I would have said pretty damn small. But I think it's changed a lot. And now, like, I've still got my key friends and I've still got those people that I know I could call it to in the morning and they would be fine to hear me crying. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I have a much more expansive friendship group now and I'm pretty thankful for that. Like, it's definitely worth it, yeah.
Have you ever had to deal with a friend leaving your network?
Yeah, I have.
What impact did that have?
It's had some hard impacts. Like, I haven't always had the easiest time socially. Like, mm-hmm. The last year has been fine, but primary school and the first half of high school were pretty tough. So it sort of disrupted it a bit. I had a friend go overseas for 12 months, and then she didn't come back to the school afterwards. And that sort of, she was my closest friend in the group, and it really disrupted the dynamic of where I sat and how that worked.
Mm. Ren, what about you? Did anyone leave your friendship network? How did you deal with that, if so?
Well, actually, I was the person to leave my friendship group. So I was in Sydney until year four and I made an interstate move to Melbourne. And that kind of disrupted things. I had a really, really close network of people and friendships over in Sydney. And then for me to make that complete transition really kind of, it was quite nerve-wracking at the start. But, you know, everything sorts itself out eventually.
Yeah. So you're a resilient person by the sound of it. But I'm just going to look ahead here now. One day the sun's going to come up and it's going to be your last day at school, right? And naturally from then your friendships, they're just going to change, right? Sometimes permanently perhaps. So I put the scenario to an expert and here's what she said.
Hi, I'm Louise Davis. I'm the Clinical Practice Manager with Kids Helpline. So what I want to tell you about moving on from your school friends is really to make the most of the time that you have left with your school friends. Engage in activities that are fun and positive with your friends, and also acknowledge that it is a bit sad, you know, or it is a bit scary to be away from your friends, and all feelings are okay. If you do feel anxious or worried or sadness, it's really important to reach out to somebody that you trust and talk with them about how you're feeling.
So all feelings are okay and you should be able to talk about those feelings with someone, right? And when you're looking around at your friends on your last day at school, how do you reckon you're going to feel, Cohen?
There'll definitely be a bit of sadness there. There's this, the school environment always fosters friendships, you know. Yeah, some of those people you might not see as much, and that's definitely a sad thing. But I think, you know, you move on. Those people who may not be as close friends are going to find other friends, and I think it's really okay in the end.
Yeah, what about you, Ren? How do you think you're going to feel on your last day of school?
Well, I think it's very normal and common to predict that you're, you know, it's not going to be something that I'm anticipating with, you know, real excitement. It's something that I'm not really looking forward to because, you know, school in itself, like Cohen said, really fosters relationships and friendships in that you all meet together unintentionally. It's a construct where you all are actually made to communicate and gather. And so I think, yeah, I'm definitely not looking forward to it, but it's a realistic prospect that I'm going to have to come to terms with. But yeah.
Now, Louise was saying you need to be able to reach out to someone you trust and talk about how you're feeling. So for you, who is that trusted person or trusted people, if any, that you feel you can speak with? Ren?
Yeah, I'd probably say I've got a very close relationship with my family, so I always feel as though I can communicate with my mum, my dad, my sister as well. So I've got a really good network there. And I've also got a really great network at school as well. So I'm very, very fortunate.
How about you, Cohen? People that you can trust that you can speak to?
Yeah, I've definitely got one friend who I can really talk to about anything. And I think those kind of friendships are great in that they don't need any upkeep. You know, you might not have talked for a couple of weeks, but it's just like old times when you talk again. And I think moving out of school might help foster that as well, because obviously you're not seeing everyone every day. Most of my friends are at school and I see them all the time. Whereas when I move out, it might be more of my friendships who end up being like that, where I don't see them for a few weeks or months even, and it's still fine when you meet back together. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, really.
Hmm. How about you, Mia? Trusted people for when you do need them outside of the friendship network, perhaps?
I have my family, obviously, but I don't really like to put that onto them. Mm-hmm. Like I don't always feel that it's fair to put more onto them. Mm. I've got some professionals that I have a good relationship with and I would trust to talk to, and a couple of friends that I would, but I'm maybe somewhat detrimentally to myself the sort to just keep it to myself until I can't anymore, because it's easier than, like, I feel guilt in putting my emotions onto other people sometimes.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. So you don't want to sort of add burden, I suppose. Yeah. That's the feeling.
Yeah. It's just this thing of, well, I'm experiencing it, so why should anyone else have to experience it? Because I am.
Well, this is Are You Ready on Life Matters. Three senior secondary students helping us here. That was Mia, you just heard, also Ren and Cohen. And looking to your future relationships, I have another tip from Louise.
So when you're looking ahead to what might happen next, it's important to be yourself and to be authentic, to treat others with respect and kindness. But it's okay to be worried or scared or anxious about making new friends. And it's good to have friends who have similar interests to you, but it's also good to meet people from other different backgrounds with different interests. You will be better for it. But if you do have the opportunity to celebrate your friendships with your school friends, you know, you can engage in activities like your graduation, your school formals and your parties, and you can write special messages to your friends and your teachers.
And that's Louise Davis, Clinical Practice Manager at Kids Helpline. And it's not just kids as such, it's a service aimed at people between 5 and 25, anytime, any reason. That's the slogan. You can call 1800 55 1800 or just look up kidshelpline.com.au. So Louise sees a promising future for you if you make new friends from different backgrounds, but she also says you can celebrate your school friends too. And so I wonder, what kind of school events are ahead on your calendar? I mean, are there things like formals, graduations, parties? How are you feeling about those? What about you, Cohen?
Country school, we're pretty low tech on that stuff. I'm not sure we even have a formal. We just hang out at school.
What about at your school, Ren?
Kind of similar. We have formals and, you know, the general kind of events like that. I'd say everyone's quite self-sufficient in the way that they actually go about maintaining their school relationships. We don't necessarily need big, large-scale events to actually maintain these relationships. They kind of just work themselves out within the time we have at school itself.
Mia, any events on your school calendar that you look forward to or not, maybe?
No, I had school formal a week and a half ago.
And how did that go?
Oh, I think overall it was a pretty good experience. It was maybe slightly overhyped, but it was definitely worth it. And then other than that, Yeah, I'd say I do quite a bit with my friends. Like, I've got the advantage, I think, of living so centrally in the city that we can sort of do whatever we want. Like, there's no limitations placed on us by location or accessibility of stuff. I went to a 17th last week and I've got a sleepovers coming up this weekend. Like, it's just, we've just got a good network. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't depend on the school to provide you with the kind of outlets to celebrate those, the coming or the going of those friendships, I guess.
Not to say I don't take advantage of the things at school. Like, I do senior school executive, SRC, debating. I do
plenty of other activities.
I do plenty of activities at school. And it's not to say that the school doesn't provide some that are brilliant, but I definitely don't rely on the school for my social engagement with people.
So what, if anything, let's start to wrap this up. What, if anything, in your education has prepared you for the coming and going of friends in your life, Cohen?
Just the fact that I'm at school with other people, really. It flows pretty easily, you know. The fact that you're there from like 5 years old, just hanging out with other kids your age, is that's really enough to foster friendships, I think. It comes naturally.
Ren?
Well, for secondary school specifically, I mean, you kind of experience this, if I go back a bit, from the transition, say, from primary school to secondary school, that's kind of where you get used to that transitional period. But actually, looking at secondary school in particular, I think school as a construct actually brings people together unintentionally. So you're quite used to actually being with people, and you don't actually have to necessarily organise these relationships yourself, because it's actually a part of the system. And so I think school in itself actually kind of alleviates some of that responsibility in a sense. So sometimes it can become a bit daunting when you leave school and you're actually like, oh, I have to kind of do all this myself.
So I'll put that to you as well, Mia. In your education experience, has there been anything to prepare you for the coming and going of friends, and what's that been like?
To be 100% honest, I don't think the education system has done as well as it maybe could have done. I think the thing that's prepared me most is just experiencing it. So not really prepared, but like, you just sort of get used to how to deal with those emotions. Like, it's not fun time, but it is what it is, and that's the reality of it in the end.
All right, well, let's wrap this up with a quick fire then. Are you ready to leave your school friends? That's the question we've put on the table today. Cohen?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Ren?
Yes, but I think it will take a bit of adjusting. Yeah. Mm.
Mia?
Look, I don't think I'm ready to leave any of my friends, but I don't think school in particular will pose a barrier.
Well, Ren, Cohen and Mia, you've been good friends for this last quarter of an hour. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.